Copan Coach's Corner Time, Evan Farbach with Hornets head boys basketball coach Kevin Foreman. Copan already played this week. They played last night, Monday, against Scheidler, losing in overtime 49-47. And right before we started the interview here, Coach Foreman, we're talking about the fact you guys lost to Scheidler by 37 points back very early in the season. You guys get them at home just yesterday, and you only lose by two in overtime. So I guess maybe a sign that you guys are improving throughout the year.
It's the defense is what's really improving. We're playing a lot better defense. And Scheidler, again, Coach Christian does a really good job over there. I've known Jake a long time, and I know what he's going to try to do. He's one of those up-in-your-face type defensive-minded coaches, and has some good shooters, good scores. Back in November when we played them, we played them close for a while, but in the end, the young kids kind of folded up. And as the season went along, they learned that if you keep working on defense, those things will, make things a lot closer. And that's what happened last night. The game was close the whole time. We were ahead. We had the ball and a 1-point lead, 26 seconds left in the game, and get a costly turnover, just one of those bad deals, and their point guard goes down and scores with about 9 seconds left. We inbound the ball and try to get the ball to Austin King or Kirk. Well, Kirk ends up with it, gets a layup with about 6 seconds left, and we're thinking, we're in better shape now. We're up one with 6 seconds left, and their dadgum point guard comes down and puts one off the glass, and we can't get a good shot off at the end of the game. So it was a heartbreak. It really was. The kids, we lost a close one a couple weeks ago to Woodland. But last night, I seen in those kids' eyes, there was more of a stinger last night because they knew they played their best and just came up short. Austin King, he always brings it. He's a competitor, has a lot of heart, and last night he played really well. Had 21 points. Kirk Foreman, we were in the Caney Valley tournament last week, which we knew that tournament was going to be tough. We played some bigger schools, and lo and behold, Kirk picks a good time to kind of go in a shooting slump, and it really got his confidence. He worked over the weekend trying to get it back, and he bounced back and had a good game last night with 16 points. Dylan Williams, he's kind of our spark plug. He got in foul trouble early last night, and it got him. So Austin Long and Zach Trimble, they come in, and they really picked it up. They did a really good job last night on especially on defense. So that's key right there. Jeff Carver and Joseph Thielen, those guys coming in, they've got to be able to pick up the slack, because Austin King is always going to be there, and Dylan is too. But nevertheless, that was a heartbreaker last night.
Copan boys basketball coach Kevin Foreman with us. So the Hornets, you guys continue to keep playing a tough schedule here, and obviously you're getting better. You can see it in the score results just on paper that I see every week and talking with you. I think that you fully believe that as well. So you feel like maybe
Absolutely.
You're picking up a little momentum toward the end of the season, because playoffs for A and B are up a little sooner than some of those big classifications.
That's correct. We got the playoffs here. We get to host the district, which is a blessing. We'll play Blue Jacket that first night. I don't have the date right in front of me. I believe it's 2 weeks from this Friday. And then number 11, Earlsboro, they're really good. Got some big guys, a really good point guard. They'll come in here on Saturday night and play the winner of the Blue Jacket Copan game. So we've got six games left, and it doesn't get any easier, but it's games that we've closed the gap on. Well, before, like you mentioned, we were getting beat by 30 and 40 points over the last year. These kids work hard. I truly love these boys. They come every day and work hard, and they know what they've got to do to narrow that gap. So we've got Barnsdall tonight, and golly, they're tough. We match up a little bit with them, except for maybe their team speeds is where our downfall will be with Barnsdall. But at the end of the week, we've got South Coffeyville coming in here as well.
Copan boys basketball coach Kevin Foreman, once again, he mentioned that Copan against Barnesdale tonight after the Hornets loss yesterday to Shidler. Coach Foreman, appreciate the time. Good luck this evening.
Thank you, Evan.